And there's all of these stories that seem to indicate that something was in there at one point. Whether or not it's still in there, who knows? Not only is our government focused on building deep secret cities, but so are Illuminati families. And you could be killed if you try to expose what the globalists are doing with this network of tunnels and underground facilities. But I've ended my silence since they are now in the final stages of their plan. Remember AIDS being manufactured? Well, what's in store for mankind is now much worse, and we need to do everything we possibly can to try and stop the destruction of the world as we know it. We were able to share information several times until he was suicided the day before we were to meet again. Most people, he says, including most of the so-called patriots, are sincere about defeating the New World Order, but they are really looking in the wrong direction. I will tell you that the CIA's MKUltra program is worse than any nightmare which a healthy mind may imagine.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 21st Century Dystopia, one of the only channels caught in the web that actually entices full-grown men to ape-like rage when they hear a word they disagree with. A bastion of conspiratorial conversation that, by the end, leaves your fellow commenter exposed for who they really are. This episode has been carefully smuggled into the United States in a box of deflated soccer balls. But what's inside? A deep underground military base or just another plushie of Leo Messi? Join us as we discover what's in the box. Proudly presented by the one, the only, the G-Host.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the 21CD podcast. If it's your first time here, welcome. Thanks for tuning in to see what kind of weird stuff we're talking about today. Listen, I didn't know what I was going to be talking about today, and then I started just doing some random digging around in the archives and some random digging around in the backyard, and I came up with some weird stuff. A lot of people aren't really on board with the whole inner earth thing, hollow earth thing. They're not really on board with all of that, despite all of the evidence that there is for it. The earth is hollow. I hate to break it to you. But even if it's not in the way you might be envisioning, it is in the way that there are, at a minimum, 1,500 deep underground military bases that are so massive that it's very difficult not to come to the conclusion that they are building cities, military bases, as they're called, DUMs, deep underground military bases. They're building infrastructure down there. They're putting secrets down there. They're hiding art down there. They have entire cities with grocery stores and gas stations and massive amounts of reserves in case the end of the world comes about and a huge amount of people need to flood underground. These are modern excursions that are happening. And so, yes, the earth is hollow. What is inside that hollowness is what is up for debate. For many, 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 many years, hundreds of years, thousands of years, people have been telling the stories of creatures that come out of the earth. People have been telling the stories of their ancestors that come out of the earth. And there's all of these stories that seem to indicate that something was in there at one point. Whether or not it's still in there, who knows? Got all sorts of these tales of underground, inner earth kingdoms. The fact of the matter is, there are inner earth, underground kingdoms. And they are run by somebody. The powers that be. The predatory class, the elites. They have been building these things. The question is who for? When fallout inevitably occurs, are we going to be the ones in the vaults? Me think no. So, there's a theory out there that I've been toying around with, which is, what if these underground realms have been there for forever? And they have been taken over by humanity, by men who want to go into the earth to put all of the stuff that I just mentioned inside the earth, because they anticipate a global apocalyptic event that they want to survive, and upon exiting their vaults, they're able to repopulate with all of their favorite people, all of the people who are already on board with them, all of the people who helped build this magnificent bunker that allowed them to survive, etc., etc., etc. And what does all of this have to do with MKUltra and Project Monarch and the New World Order? Because I think they are deeply, deeply connected. I think that Monarch is underground. I think MKUltra is underground. I think there might be surface projects, sure, on the surface of the Earth, but I think the meat and potatoes is down under the ground, in these deep underground military bases, and I would bet a lot of these victims never even see the light of day. But someday, I think they will. Someday, I think they'll be released upon the population, and I think there's a slow trickle of them. You know, they've got to test them out. They've got to test these mind control agents out. They've got to see if they're effective against the population. They got to see if they're effective against enemy propaganda and enemy soldiers and all that kind of stuff too. But I would wager that there's a pretty big slave force under the Earth. In the Hollow Earth. I would wager there are a great many slaves down there. Modern slavery at work, under the Earth, in the Hollow Earth. I believe it's almost nearly undeniable at this point. Because where is everybody going? There's such a massive amount of just disappearing people that they have to be going somewhere. If they're going... Where are their bodies? If they're dying, where are all of these trafficked children? Where are all of these missing people? When people go into the woods and they fall into cave systems never to be seen again or whatever, they disappear in the woods and there just happen to be a cave system below them. Who knows what the situation is with all of these missing 411 cases that share those details. Where is everybody going? I think a lot of these people are becoming... little 11s from Stranger Things in the Hollow Earth. And that would tie it, obviously, to the NWO, the New World Order, which they are now openly telling us about. They love telling us that they're going to take everything from us and that we're not going to have anything and we're going to be happy for some reason, probably because we're going to be medicated and MKUltra'd into oblivion if we allow such things to happen, which we won't, but regardless... So I did some digging on this because there's undoubtedly a depopulation effort in the world right now on behalf of the predatory and the elite class. And I started seeing a lot of parallels. During this process, I came across a couple whistleblowers. And so I'm going to read some of their stuff today because it is diabolical. The Mormon Church is involved. Apparently, this one whistleblower believes that the Mormon Church is a great dealer of human flesh for the Project Monarch. And for the MKUltra endeavors, that the Mormon Church literally delivers victims to this project for the purpose of creating brain-controlled victims who will do, mind-controlled victims who will do whatever they're told to by their handlers. And there's a lot of people coming out of the woodwork saying that they've been part of such programs. It's interesting enough to talk about, I'll tell you that much. So in 2005, a former Canadian military officer... went public with some pretty shocking information that he learned while allegedly at one of these deep underground military bases at a place called Cold Lake in Canada. And this story was written down and this guy was interviewed by somebody named Greg Skamansky. And he says, everyone is talking about the New World Order and a one world government. But according to a former Canadian military officer, nobody wants to believe its true sinister nature lies in the mysteries surrounding thousands of deep underground military bases scattered throughout the world. So here is this story of the whistleblower. This guy is going by Timothy. That's not his real name. But Timothy of Canada, he has this wild story. It's a story of underground military bases where animal and human sacrifices nourish the bowels of creatures that have inhabited the earth long before man arrived. Presumably inside the earth. He doesn't expect anybody to believe him. He didn't then, and he doesn't now, saying that most people will think he's talking science fiction anyway. But nevertheless, he does feel compelled to speak on these things. So, feeling compelled to risk his life as the New World Order zeroes in on the last stages of perhaps its incredible worldwide population reduction plan, Timothy came out and told this story. He says, they have been delayed with their plan to reduce the world population by 80%, but the globalists are now stepping up their activities. I am not about to use my real name, risking incarceration, as I would be in violation of my country's State Secrets Act. Also, do you know that more than 3,000 people have been killed for trying to talk about what goes on in these underground bases? It's basically a death sentence when you start getting too close to the nerve center of the real New World Order's plans. And Timothy says that the heart and soul of the New World Order plan lies in the mysterious underground military bases scattered all over the world. Including roughly 30 in Canada, 140 in the U.S., and more than 1,500 worldwide. And that kind of indicates that these are not just for, you know, like a Noah's Ark situation, like a just in case, you know, the end of the world comes about, we have to have all of our favorite stuff underground that's going to ensure our survival. There are dark, dark secrets down here, just like there's dark secrets in everybody's closet. Like these are the government's secret places. They are the safest places that they can possibly be. They burrow miles upon miles into the ground with sophisticated technology and equipment. And they do things completely out of sight. They need no permission because there's nobody to even know that they're doing what they're doing. Anyway, Timothy became privy to this top secret information when he served as a junior officer in the Canadian Armed Forces in the aerospace engineering branch while working at one of the top secret deep underground military bases at Cold Lake in Canada. And what he learned and what he's been researching ever since leaving the military is how this network of underground bases not only houses and conceals non-human life, like life forms with incredible powers, but also conceals an underground warehouse of sophisticated superhuman technology used for mind control, advanced military weaponry, and weather manipulation with the eventual goal of depopulating the world. Most people, he says, including most of the so-called patriots, are sincere about defeating the New World Order, but they are really looking in the wrong direction. They need to uncover, expose, and alert the people of the world what's going on below the Earth's surface. It's very dangerous, and you could be killed if you try to expose what the globalists are doing with this network of tunnels and underground facilities. But I've ended my silence since they are now in the final stages of their plan. Remember AIDS being manufactured? Well, what's in store for mankind is now much worse, and we need to do everything we possibly can to try and stop the destruction of the world as we know it. Although Timothy's story can easily be dismissed as pure fantasy, like I already said, stories like this have a funny way of getting under your skin, don't they? A funny way of creeping up on you right before you fall asleep at night. They have a strange way, no matter how outlandish and unbelievable they are, to solicit various questions in your mind, like, what if he is telling the truth? And what if these sinister plans and military bases really do exist and really do have bizarre goals? Inhuman goals, ungodly goals. At the time, Timothy was worried about the flu virus that was going about, and a lot of people freaked out about that, thinking that was population control. Maybe it was. Who knows how many phases of population control the elites put us through, but I would imagine hundreds. Like, I think that population control is ongoing, you know? Like, just as much stuff that is there to make you healthy is there to make you sick, so that the population will poison itself to death. Just look at the food in the West, man. Our food is screwed. Our food is messed up. We might as well be eating rat poison half the time. This stuff is not good for us. But if you go other parts of the world, or you have enough money, you can eat very healthy foods for very low prices, or just quite easily because you have a lot of money, right? So I personally think that a lot of the food, a lot of the drinks, you know, a lot of the stuff that is in our water supplies and in our air and what kind of chemicals we expose ourselves to and what our cars are made of and the beams that shoot at us from, you know, these monitors I'm looking at now and the 5G tower, whatever. Population control is ongoing. We are living in a state of death, and it is intentionally designed that way because the powers that be do not want to lose control. Timothy goes on to say, from this point, let's put everything into a series of hypotheticals. Maybe I don't wish to break the Official Secrets Act and wind up incarcerated. Let's pretend I'm about to reveal ultra-sensitive information to you. So please approach this with an open mind. In the late 1970s, I first became aware of the cattle mutilation phenomenon living in Alberta, Canada. The reasons given were unusual for this, and it was the suppression of the outcry and true angst I sensed from the cattle farmers protesting outside of Calgary that first got to me. This was the first time I realized there was something seriously wrong. The hush-hush of this left a lasting impression. Let us assume I served as a junior officer in the Canadian Armed Forces in the Aerospace Engineering Branch. One base was Cold Lake. The members of this base wondered innocently why this was the only base where it was required to always wear a black radiation exposure detector. Maybe this is due to a deep underground military base with unusual aerial phenomena a few hundred statute miles north, almost straight in line with Cold Lake, bordering with Saskatchewan. Let us assume all North American dumbs are connected below by oxygenated magneto-leviton trains from Krupp, Germany, and are able to reach Mach 2 plus, having the tunnels vacuumed of air to eliminate air resistance. Adjacent to this is a subterranean tunnel highway. Let us assume that many of these bases are actually underground cities for beings that in actuality have resided here for millennia. Do you have the courage to believe this? All patriots who are willing to resist this new world order should realize that globalists who have submitted are not the only problem. Maybe they have sold the rest of us out, thinking they will survive and not be enslaved as the remaining. What if by 2029 the global population is to be massively reduced, the remaining subjects enslaved and hauled off to underground slave labor factories to serve the global elite? The Illuminati, as some people call them, the those without a social security number is what I call them. Okay, I don't think the current world leaders that we see on the news, I think they're pretty trivial in the grand scope of things. I think that they can be used still for prophecy and all that kind of stuff, but I think that there's a subsect that is above them who are just not members of the planet like we are. They control, but they are not in any way concerned about our safety. They're more concerned, they're vampires. They're concerned about feeding off of us and getting this slave planet of doom to essentially bend to their will without ever having to even show their faces. How they do this, who knows? We might never know. Like, what kind of power do you have to control a whole planet? Like, that's diabolical control. And so I am left to believe that this must have some kind of spiritual component to it. What if the SDI project is in reality a weapon system to ward off unwanted guests? Maybe all countries were fighting secretly a global war against strangers once they realized in the late 70s that true intentions of inhabitants of these dumps were evil beyond belief. What if society cannot handle the truth? What if Eisenhower decided at Holloman AFB keeping things secret would prevent mass panic and decay into total anarchy? Examining the panic Y2K generated, has society become more courageous with time? I, for one, forgive Eisenhower, Timothy says. What if over 8 million humans have literally been devoured by residents of these bases, the majority nourishing themselves with human glandular secretions? I do not expect anyone to believe this, he says, but let's assume that I have been privy to a lot of horrific information. Let us assume that in reality there are 143 elements in the periodic table. Maybe the only way the SR-75 can reach Mach 9+, is by using metal technology not of this world. Maybe the stealth aircraft use special coatings combined with electrochemical electronic countermeasures. Maybe this is why the stealth never were used when it rained in former Yugoslavia. Maybe the cloaking technology successfully tested the Tonopah's range, and S2 employs high-frequency helix devices in the leading edges of the newest generation vehicles, refracting light, making the aircraft invisible. Maybe I have dealt with metallurgic technology, with crystalline structures not of this earth. Maybe the general public has been kept in the dark for many decades. I wish things were not the way they are. Nobody has the right to sell anyone out. Maybe I would not be revealing anything if I was not certain that all the secrecy and timeline is reaching a climax. We are all going to have to assert ourselves beyond belief. We have been lied to, and we thought we were doing our best for betterment. I know mankind is destroying this planet, but I refuse to be enslaved, he says. I'm sick of the lies and the New World Order agenda. Maybe the force driving it resides in these bases. If you sense your freedoms are being revoked, you are not mistaken. Welcome to 2026. Feels like rights isn't even a word that means anything anymore. Having rights is a feeling that people have forgotten, because these rights are not even... Even the rights are infringed upon with taxes and rules and codes and laws and superiors and all this kind of stuff. There's no such thing as freedom as long as you are subjected to a king or a president. After the last element of gun control is implemented, all freedoms will be removed within a 10-year period. Never surrender your weapons. I wish this was not happening, and I have had many sleepless nights, but for me, I cannot stand it anymore. Never believe that the one world government is good for us. Observe the dismantling of nations now. I wondered back then, why is the Canadian military shrinking? This is no accident. The American military is becoming more and more the global force, combined with NATO, back then, now with Israel. What can we do? While I know this, I will not cooperate with anyone who has sold me out. I will fight for every right that I have, simultaneously enjoying the freedom of travel which still exists. Not for long, though. I will not believe whatever the World Health Organization dictates. Examine the new Denver International Airport. Maybe in reality, below it is a massive dome with 8 levels. Why does the fence point inward? Why the unusual security? Maybe the tent spires are in actuality large ventilation shafts to the subterranean levels. Start with this airport, please. If you cannot find anything bizarre there, then I feel sorry for you. He continues. I do believe in God. He gives us faith. The New Testament and the book of Genesis refers to the Son of God. The Old Testament refers to the sons of gods. Both refer to the serpent or demons. Maybe the residents of the Dumbs are what were meant, a serpent race. God bless you. Remember, this information and revealing it is not without peril. Be wise. Not only is our government focused on building deep secret cities, but so are Illuminati families. Sometimes I wonder why we assume that any force that promises greater economic strength or safety and security or some kind of higher level of consciousness through military power and the defense industry and all that kind of stuff. Sometimes I wonder why we assume that the powers are coming from the sky. The Bible seems to suggest that those evil forces are coming from the earth, or at least earth realm, not outer space. And maybe that's just my interpretation, but as I often say, everything on this show is alleged until proven otherwise. So for now, yeah, I can only speculate based on the research I've reviewed, but it doesn't seem to be more realistic that something would come from outer space to bring us into this next chapter than from literally down here on the earth, where fallen angels are like imprisoned in the abyss and all of this kind of stuff. Now, that is also up for interpretation. A lot of people think the abyss is a spiritual place. I don't really know. Maybe it is a spiritual place because angels are spiritual beings, right? Until they are manifested as whatever shape or form they shapeshift into, I guess. But I feel like the Bible talks repeatedly about the evil forces on the earth and how those are the things that we should be afraid of. There is that strange verse in, I think it's Ephesians, where Satan or the devil is called the spirit of the air or something. That's an interesting phrase there. But regardless, no matter how I put it, sometimes I feel like the scariest forces are just men, and that they are influenced by something spiritual, but that doesn't give them the power to go up into outer space necessarily. And it doesn't mean that aliens are coming down to Earth necessarily. But it does seem like spiritual entities influence men to commit the greatest atrocities, because spiritual entities, it doesn't seem, can commit those atrocities specifically themselves. Like a demon can possess, certainly. We read all about this. But it doesn't seem like we're going to see some great spirit king. We're going to see cryptids, we're going to see monsters, we're going to see all those things, and in the ancient days they saw the Nephilim, but all that's on Earth. All that stuff is on Earth. And so I'm just left to believe that there has to be some great enemy that is going to come from the depths of the Earth. Just my personal opinion. It's okay if we don't agree. It's okay, because we're just speculating. It's not a salvation matter. But I anticipate, all that being said, an invasion from the inner earth at some point in the future. Whether it's another 1,000 years or another 3, who knows. But man has always had this underground presence. And when you read the legends, like I said in the beginning, when you read the lore, there are a lot of peoples, countless peoples, who share these legends in common, who share these stories, and all seem to corroborate each other that, yes, there's something under the ground. It's actually kind of impossible to give an exact number of how many cultures have these stories, because cultures come and go. But virtually every single major culture on Earth features legends of underground peoples, of subterranean realms, or beings who live under the surface of the Earth, and these myths are found all across all populated continents and deeply embedded naturally in indigenous lore, folklore, and religious texts. From the Native Americans, who believed that the ant people, the Anusinom, as they are sometimes called, these stories describe like a benevolent race of subterranean humanoids who sheltered humanity underground during cataclysms that it destroyed the surface world. And then you move into the European folklore, where you have the Norse and Icelandic traditions of the Huldufólk, which I made a movie about. You can go watch. It's literally called the Huldufólk. And these guys live in mountains and hills. And then you have the Celtic mythology of the leprechauns and the Germanic folklore of the dwarves, right? And they also have all sorts of other ones over there, too. The Mesoamericans, the Aztec, and the Maya, they feature extensive underworlds in their cosmologies, such as Mictlan in Aztec myth, where various gods and spirits reside beneath the Earth's surface. Then we can move on over to Asia, and throughout Japan and China, we find tales abounding of subterranean yokai and kami, as well as dragon kings who rule these vast aquatic and subterranean palaces. And then in Indonesia and the Philippines, they have widespread legends of these mysterious little people who live in caves and hidden caverns under the earth. You have the Polynesian legends, like we mentioned, the Hawaiian volcano out there. And, you know, in Polynesia and Hawaii, they also have these elusive, fairy-like beings who inhabit the forest, the volcanoes, and the subterranean cave systems. And then, of course, in the Abrahamic traditions, we can read all about what we believe, you know, like we can read about hell, we can read about the abyss, we can read about the fallen angels being chained beneath the Tigris and the Euphrates, like all this kind of stuff. So this is not some kind of fringe theory. This is widespread. It's almost weirder not to believe in this than it is to believe in it, because NASA just wants you to believe everything's coming from outer space. But everybody else who has ever lived wants you to believe that it's coming from Earth. Isn't that crazy? And of course, we've got ancient alien theories and all that kind of stuff. They also believe stuff was coming from the sky. Absolutely. But I'm just saying, those things could be one and the same. They could be initially coming from Earth, and you don't see them going to the sky. And then when you see them going to the sky, it's kind of like, yeah, they do that too, but is that where they're coming from? I don't know. Tell me what you guys think. I just read a Spotify comment, some guy raging whenever I say, I don't know. He's like, don't talk about things you don't know. It's a conspiracy theory, bro. We're talking conspiracy. Nobody knows. That's why it's called a conspiracy. Grow up, people. Sometimes I don't know everything. I'm just a guy speculating on the internet. If that's not your flavor of entertainment, go ahead and find somebody who knows everything to tell you what to believe. If you're an NPC and you just happen to find yourself on the 21CD podcast, you're going to have a really, really, really bad time. This place is where I ask questions. This place is where I do research. I'm 34 years old on the internet. You think I have the secrets of the universe unlocked in my anus and I just pull them out one at a time to show you guys? Come on, man. Let's talk about some Black Ops projects. During the 1990s, Fritz Springmeier's research repeatedly brought him in contact with individuals who stated that they had been in deep underground military bases. Of course, a number of these are openly admitted by the American government. You know, we mentioned the Denver International Airport. A lot of people believe the Denver International Airport is directly connected to Cheyenne Mountain, also in Colorado, which I also believe it is. It would make perfect sense that it is. Cheyenne Mountain is very important to us. I had a whole episode about the Denver International Airport and Cheyenne Mountain. You can go and look it in my videos. But essentially, it is the United States Plan B in case all else goes to hell. Pardon the pun there. Anyway, Cheyenne Mountain is this massive underground military base in a mountain in Colorado where they can basically run every single branch of the military from. And it's very heavily protected, very secret. Obviously, we know it's there, but that we don't know everything about this. And many DUMs or deep underground military bases, yeah, they're not discovered at all. We don't know where they are. We don't know what parts of the country they're in. We can only guess. But there are several that you can go and point to and be like, oh yeah, it's literally right there. Okay? A lot of people believe that the government is heavily focused on building these deep underground cities and that they call them deep underground military bases, but sometimes they are quite literally metropolises underground and they don't really have a military component, like a little one, like a security force, a police force, stuff like that. But primarily, they're for civilization. They're to live in. They're filled with apartments and homes and everything that a populace needs to survive. The only difference is it's underground instead of on the surface. And the thing is, the Illuminati families, we'll just call them that. Again, I just want to reinforce that term is kind of dated, but it is a term that everybody understands, even if they're not called that, and even if we've moved beyond the Illuminati idea, whatever you want to call it, I think you know what I'm talking about if you're here. Those guys, okay? Those ones who shall not be named, the ones with the one ring to rule them all, etc., 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 the Eye of Sauron, all that, like, those people, they are very interested in living under the earth because it's essentially the only place where other humans aren't. And so of course they can do their atrocities from there and they can command the entire planet about while remaining in complete safety and anonymity. Furthermore, it does appear that they are using technology that the public is completely unaware even exists. And the idea behind all of this was to obviously create a safe and secret place for themselves. But there are witnesses who have just randomly found, like, elevators going miles down into the earth. There's super fast trains down there. Elon Musk tried to mainstream that with his underground highway. There's backup government agencies, as is the case of Cheyenne Mountain. genetic experiments like Montauk, warehouses of stockpiled materials, and a non-human hybrid project. I myself have guarded warehouses of stockpiled ammo, and so I kind of understand, like, yeah, a lot of that stuff is going to be where you least expect it to be. Where you least expect it to be. In my case, I was like out in a jungle somewhere, and it was absolutely bizarre that, like, why is this even here? Just billions of dollars worth of ammunition just kind of like out here in these weird warehouses in the middle of the jungle, and for some reason I'm here. And of course, you know, these Chimera projects that they're deeply invested in. They want the Chimeras so badly. Fritz Springmeier, who I just mentioned a little bit ago, he says, what continues to haunt him is the look that one eyewitness gave him when he said, Fritz, you don't have a clue. What's going on is beyond all that you have ever thought of. And after that, Fritz said, there was a stone-faced mask on his countenance. We're going to read in the first person here because these are the words of Fritz Springmeier, who also researches this stuff, and I don't want to take credit for his work because he does incredible work. What he says is, my first experience with this subject was when I was a fifth grader in Hawaii. On one field trip, we were taken inside the iconic Diamond Head volcano, where the government of Hawaii had an unused facility in case they need to flee a nuclear holocaust. I lived in Hawaii for a few years. I've seen this thing. It's crazy. I realized, he said, the government had placed their survival on a higher priority than the people they supposedly served. The rest of us sheeple were to be left to die. Your tax dollars at work. The American government secretly received a boost in their abilities to build underground bases when they bought over Xaver Dorsch in Operation Paperclip. He was head of the Nazis' TOT organization, which built some incredibly sophisticated underground cities for the Nazis. Funny how you don't really hear about those, isn't it? You hear about, like, underground networks where a UFO might have been found, or the Bell, and all that kind of stuff, but we don't really hear often about how the Nazis actually had underground cities. When you start thinking about Antarctica and Venezuela and Argentina and all the other places that Nazis have been seen, I personally have seen Nazi influence in Ecuador even, it is quite crazy to consider that there could be many, many, many hundreds of thousands of cities underneath the ground that we just don't know from mankind throughout time, because this is a thing we keep doing and we just keep getting better and better at doing. As the technology advances, it only makes sense. One could say that we discover these locations that were previously worked on by ancient races, and we just inhabit them and continue to build them out. You could also say, no, we build them ourselves. I think it's probably a combination of both. Regardless, the American government is deeply interested in underground bases, especially those that belong to the Nazis, and that's one of the reasons that they took all of their smartest guys after the war and just kind of gave them a free pass despite all the stuff they did for Nazi Germany. Bear in mind, the organization had built the Autobahn for the Nazis far in advance of our interstate system. The American and Russian governments have kept secret how sophisticated these underground Nazi cities were. For years, I had tried to track these deep underground military bases and their purposes, doing such things as traveling to Dulce, New Mexico. And when I met Phil Snyder, who had worked on these bases, I was excited to compare my discoveries and info to his firsthand knowledge. We were able to share information several times until he was suicided the day before we were to meet again. Afterwards, I placed my information on the 140 American dumb bases in my Deeper Insights book, in the middle of the book between part one and part two. Interesting. I wonder, who knows what kind of secrets he might be hiding in that book, to be honest. That might be a good one to pick up. Deeper Insights by Fritz Springmeier. That might be some good reading for you. Check it out. And if you get that book, let me know specifically what is in between part one and part two that has to do with dumbs, because the way he said that sounds crazy. Different agencies, he goes on, have their own underground installations, and that explains why there are so many. The NSA, CIA, FEMA, Naval Intelligence, the Air Force, NORAD, probably NASA, and all these others need their own secret underground bases. Some of the work with strategic reserves, nuclear activities, secret weapons, communications and computers, and hardened defense structures are legitimate activities for underground bases. And others, such as genetic manipulation and cloning, individual mind control, population control, and lethal ways to kill populations, are not. We have truly lost control over our government. If you'll pardon the pun, it is truly out of oversight. Area 51 in Nevada and White Sands Missile Base in New Mexico have been large tracts of land where underground installations have allowed for exotic black ops research. But unfortunately, the information that leaks out, it doesn't sound so good for us. These black ops are not projects for the public good. Many of them are just straight up downright scary. Some are bizarre, like keeping a severed human head alive. And instead of being US government projects, many of the levels of these bases actually belong to what some call the Illuminati and their secret little world government, which has been operating since 1954. Besides vast tracts of land in sparsely populated regions, the ocean has also become a grand place to locate secret bases. And you've heard me talk endlessly about how many bases they're hiding in the national parks. And when people go missing, there's a really good chance that it's not necessarily due to Bigfoot, but it might actually be due to the proximity that these people get to deep underground military bases, and also perhaps the materials that the people working in these bases need to continue their research, which may include human materials, such as bodies, such as human beings, brains, adrenochrome, whatever you can farm from a human body. But if you start thinking about the ocean, then, you know, where do we begin? The ocean is obviously filled with horrifying secrets, most of which are probably being kept by the government. And then just think about the UFOs that come out of the ocean, mentions of Leviathan, the way that we can't really explore the ocean very well. Is that because the ocean is too powerful for us? Probably partly, but is it also because there are black projects that are patrolling deep under the ocean? Most definitely. And so, I don't know, I'm not going to say that that submarine that blew up exploring the Titanic was subjected to a weapon or anything, a black project's weapon, but if it turned out to be that, I wouldn't be that surprised. That whole story was really, really weird to me. They did a really good job of making it make sense within the parameters they wanted to play in. But at the same time, the whole time, I was just thinking, if it really was that bad, why did anybody get into it? How did it get approved? Like, you're going to the Titanic. Like, it's kind of weird. I don't know. There seems to be something more going on. The people who were actually in that submersible, all that kind of stuff. It was all kind of a strange. So either way, what I'm saying is that I'm sure there are black projects and black bases deep under the ground, deep under the ocean as well. And Fritz Springmeier clearly agrees. What are some of these bases like? He asks. Well, some have facilities for growing food. Many are connected to each other. Spokes link areas to other areas. There's high-tech camouflage and quickly shutting entrances that conceal where doorways are. We have seen videos like that circulate online, and some of them are real and some of them aren't. And then Springmeier goes on to say that witnesses have also told him that there are non-human species that inhabit the lowest levels of these bases. Springmeier says that his personal take on these things is that this is a modern-day example of the Nephilim that were created by interbreeding in ancient times, and we've talked about that a lot. So we're witnessing more apocalyptic signs here. The same shivers, he says, that ran down my spine as a 10-year-old student when I went into the underground city at Diamond Head Volcano near Honolulu continue today when I contemplate these bases and their uses. These bases are designed so the elite could survive a nuclear war on worldwide epidemic or a natural disaster like some kind of asteroid hit, reversal of the Earth's pole, or maybe a galactic dust cloud, which they allow us to endure while they live in safety. Whatever disaster they see coming, perhaps even nuclear apocalypse, they are prepared. Monarch is going to play a part in the way that this group of individuals who live inside the Earth are going to need an army. Now, what is Monarch? Well, for those who don't know, and as described by an actual Monarch victim with receipts, I'm just going to throw it out there. There are a lot of people out there who are not willing to provide receipts for their supposed Monarch experience. And those people are primarily clout chasers because it's an easy thing to fake. Monarch is a conspiracy theory alleging to be an offshoot of the CIA's MKUltra program. So MKUltra was an official documented project that explored behavioral modification, and Monarch is purported to be an illegal continuation focused on trauma-based mind control that stemmed from MKUltra. So now you know. One of these individuals who does come with some pretty insane receipts is J.R. Sweet. He's still alive today. And he says, as a survivor of the Central Intelligence Agency's MKUltra trauma-based mind control program, I want to take some time to explain what MKUltra is from the perspective of one who was made to endure it. I will not give you the history of trauma-based mind control, as this information can easily be found by the motivated researcher. Rather, I will give an explanation of its processes and purpose as I understand it from my experience and my family's involvement with this program, i.e., what is MKUltra and trauma-based mind control. I will tell you that the CIA's MKUltra program is worse than any nightmare which a healthy mind may imagine. Nightmares are dreams that God has graciously allowed us to wake from. For many in this world, there is no waking from a lifetime of government-sponsored, family-induced, and scientifically implemented sexual abuse, trauma, murder, and mind slavery. What I am talking about is not rocket science. It is mind science and can be understood by the general population. This is not science fiction, but rather it's a harsh reality in our world. And the sooner that we as a people face and understand it, the safer that our children will be in the future of this country and the world. Trauma-based mind control is built upon the base of trauma and disassociation. The trauma that I'm talking about is extreme. It is not, oh, I got a bad spanking when I was a kid and I did something I wasn't supposed to, or getting stuck in your vehicle in a whiteout snowstorm. No, it was, tonight we are going to be made to be involved with a satanic murder of an entire family. After we had killed the family, we would all be made to drink their still warm blood. It was madness, I tell you. It was also being raped and molested constantly by my father, grandfather, and others, as incestual sexual abuse as a child is a horrid trauma to endure. The trauma is bad and drives you literally out of your mind. That's where the CIA steps in, as they want that part of your mind after your consciousness has fled and the subconscious mind is opened. It is a place that is horrible to experience and difficult to explain to those who have not experienced it. This trauma is systematically and scientifically implemented to the point of what is referred to as disassociation. MKUltra is based upon trauma, disassociation, and mental binds, but drugs are also a part of the MKUltra equation. It's not difficult to find information on the CIA's experimentation and use of drugs on unwitting subjects for their MKUltra research. The internet and several books and documentaries are literally filled with it. These drugs that the agency was testing were not being tested simply for the enjoyment of the programmers and some kind of indulgence in narcotics. Though narcotics use and drug sales are a big part of the work performed by the CIA as one of the largest narcotics distributors in the entire world. The elite have to get their drugs from somewhere, don't they? The agency has scientifically formulated several drugs that they're able to use in conjunction with trauma and disassociation for the purposes of human bioprogramming. There are drugs to wake you up, drugs to put you to sleep, drugs to make you feel relaxed, and drugs to make you feel euphoric, or even brutally angry and indestructible. In my experience, these drugs can be mixed together for a hybrid effect, and my CIA handler used to carry my personal drugs, or potions as they were referred to then, in a small black case about the size of the third of a shoebox. So now, what you have produced by the CIA's trauma-based mind control project is an individual who has been traumatically abused to the point where they are literally out of their mind. You add the mental binding of what is good in life, such as family, church, and state, is actually very bad and dark, and you pump then a lot of drugs into them and set them loose on the world programmed for a specific task. Some of the mass shooters of today are CIA mind slaves, programmed to carry out the shootings in which they engage, as an operation for the United States government and their handlers, and they are not just messed up kids from playing too many video games and smoking pot. Family is used by the CIA as a psychological binding agent for those satanic and pedophilic families which are involved with MKUltra and the trauma-based mind control program. While I was at Disneyland for the first time in 1984, I had been told by Dr. John C. Lilly on the television screen on the ride Adventures Through Inner Space that there would be one who would come into my life and would help me on my journey through the project. In this, Lily was referring to my CIA-appointed mind control handler and uncle from my father's side, Gail Pooley. This man had married into our family by marrying my father's sister. The CIA and the elite prefer to use family members as handlers for their slaves because of the use of the mental and psychological family bind instilled within all of us from birth. Children naturally trust their family members, and they should be able to. Religion also, like family, is used by the CIA as a multi-purpose tool and a psychological binding agent in their trauma-based mind control program, as well as for social engineering purposes and population thought control and manipulation. There are several large religious institutions which the CIA can manipulate and use in containing the project, such as the Catholic Church, for example, as well as the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. In other words, the Mormon Church. Such institutions are easy for the agency and the satanic elite to infiltrate and manipulate, as where there is power and money, there is corruption. The Mormon Church, or Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, is prominent. It's a prominent religion in Utah and southern Idaho, where I was raised as a child. I was raised in a very strict Mormon family, he says. Through my experience, I learned that the Mormon Church is under the control of a satanic cabal that is hiding within its congregations and is in control of the highest positions within the church structure. The leaders of the church are what would be considered literal Satanists, practicing what they refer to as the left-hand path of God. I am not saying this to be judgmental and or mean, or to simply make some kind of grand statement. I'm simply stating a fact due to my experiences with this religion and its leaders. The satanic network within the church is deeply connected to the satanic elite and the CIA's trauma-based mind control programs. In particular, and more to the direct point, the Mormon Church provides generational sexually abused children to the CIA for use in their MKUltra trauma-based mind control program. The church also works at covering up the sins of its protected generationally incestual satanic pedophile population, as in the minds of the satanic elite and the CIA, these children are valuable assets to the project which the church provides. I grew up in a family that was protected under the religious umbrella by the satanic cabal and the CIA. Wow. It's not hard to see, by combining this testament with the stories of Revelation and the modern theory of the Black Awakening, that a great many super soldiers, mind-controlled individuals, you can call it whatever you want, they will be coming out from inside of the earth like ants. I'm calling it now. I'm putting my money on the table, man. Ironically, as we already clarified in this episode multiple times, many ancient prophecies detail this as well. listen, everybody, this was definitely a conspiratorial episode. I've been noticing a lot of animosity in the comments lately, and it's not just in my YouTube like comments or my Spotify comments, although Spotify, y'all gotta clean up your act, because I can't even go over there and read your comments half the time. There's so many people just trolls, just being mean as they possibly can. But I'll leave you with this. We gotta be friends, guys. If you're watching my show and you disagree with a teeny tiny one sentence or one little tidbit of my video, you gotta get over it, man. You really have to just, we gotta come together, because we need fellowship. We need to talk God in these times. We need to talk hope. We need to talk love. We need to overcome these evils that would cause us to live in fear of what they might do to us. Look up, look down, look around, and then just look straight ahead. Pray to God, beg for forgiveness, tell him to send you wherever he needs you to be. I am your friend, and remember,